Have you not got any shoes on?
Are you offended by that? Offended by
we keep our shoes on in this proper studio.
I don't care, Christy. I'm doing it my way.
That's the most played funeral song. Unless you're Noel Edmonds, who does not believe that we die. Can we say it? Balls of energy?
We don't die, we're just balls of energy.
Yeah.
Well, technically we are all just balls of energy and matter.
That does not relate to the energy system in the sense that we are not kind of powering the plants.
Yes, true. And also, we definitely do die, I think. So that would be wrong, in my opinion.
Way to bring the bad news, Stephen. Hello, my name is Kirsty Stiles, and welcome to the weekly economics podcast brought to you by the New Economics Foundation. This week, we've got Stephen Devlin, natural resources economist from NEF, back in the chair to tell us about his new report on the energy system called Power Failure. What is your favourite ever historic Eurovision entry?
Oh, I know God, what mine is. I'm really, like, honestly.
Ask me what mine is.
Well, I can't think of one, but what's yours?
Katrina and the Waves.
Het succesvolle verleden van Katrina and the Waves uitte zich in een aantal grote hits. Sun Street, Do You Want Crying, and vooral Walking on Sunshine.
Weirdly, the only thing I can think of they did was Walking on Sunshine, which I was thinking wasn't their Eurovision entry.
Was it Love, Shine a Light?
Love, Shine a Light. Oh, what about, oh, God, she used to be in that terrible sitcom. You know, Bread. With the ginger hair.
It's the last time you watched TV.
Yeah, it was probably when I was about 8, maybe. Yeah, Sonia, there you go, from about 1988.
What's the song?
God knows, probably terrible.
Right, okay, so, good?
Yeah.
The waters are so hot and toxic that they would strip the flesh off any other animal. But flamingos thrive here.
Oh, yeah, are flamingos pink because of what they eat?
I have no idea.
Did you see that flamingo the other day that had a prosthetic leg?
No, really?
Yeah, it was really cute. Somebody fashioned him a prosthetic leg and he was like...
Oh, unbelievable.
Back in action. God, what are they called now? Mallards.
Mallards. I'm a big fan of mallards.
Yeah?
It's not respected in birdwatching at all to be a fan of mallards, but
really?
I like them.
Because they are standard issue.
Because they're standard issue.
And did you hear about the study recently that found that the robin? Is that just because nobody knows what birds are out there? Just like, which bird do you know is basically the question.
So the robin was already the official bird of Britain. So I'm kind of...
I thought the Queen was the official bird of Britain.
The people's bird of Britain is the robin.